Reise war gestern. Der Time for Metal Podcast.
Ein herzerfrischendes Moin Moin und guten Tag hier bei Leise war gestern, den Time for Metal Podcast. Ich sehe hier ein sehr, sehr, sehr verwirrtes Gesicht. Ich glaube, er versteht kein Deutsch.
Hallo.
Deswegen switchen wir rüber nach Englisch, in die englische Sprache. Welcome here, Niklas from The Halo Effect. Nice to meet you here at our podcast studio on the seas.
Yes, on the seaside. Thank you, Kate. Nice being here with you.
So everyone who's listening tonight and thinks, okay, English is not my language, not a big deal. I will translate everything later on, written in text on timeformetal.eu. So just click on it. You can read it in the German language. And the best thing is, my standard thing in the podcast is that I don't do the standard question answer thing. So I just want to chat. So I have a random topic for us.
Okay.
We'll just talk about this random topic. We have a fixed time of 7.5 minutes about talking about this. You can dive very deep into, or we can just say this topic is bullshit. We're talking about something else. So that's very easy. The timer starts. And the topic is a crazy festival or concert moment.
Crazy festival, a concert moment. Yeah.
Do you have anything where you say that's what you always say to your friends when you're in a concert or when you're sitting in the bar and talk, hey, yeah, I've had this one situation, you know?
Yeah, I had there's a couple of those, but one that comes to mind is like this, is this one time when we're playing, it was in Canada, either it was Montreal or Toronto, Toronto Metal Fest, something, beautiful festival, summertime, outdoors, and on this cruise, all for fun and metal, all having a good time. And we were playing, banging away and having fun. And all of a sudden, I see these guys carrying up a guy in a wheelchair like this.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah, but not so cool when you're standing around. Do the riff. And you see this guy, and they are, he was cheering along like this. And then all of course, the wheels turn and he flipped.
Oh, goodness. Like,
Really? And then he just saw his high top Nike shoes up in the air, and then just disappeared in the sea of people. Yeah. And that was maybe in the middle of the show.
Okay,
I was like, I'm wondering the whole time, what happened to him? Did I take care of him? I was trying to look for him. There was nothing about that, and I carried it with me a couple of years.
Yes,
What happened to him? I bet he had some friends. Then at some point, and of course in Canada again, I love Canada. It's great. I just spoke about this situation. What happened? It's our friend. We lift him up every time and he loves it. And then he flips back and then we do it again.
So it's a standard thing.
I was carrying that situation with me. What happened to the metal dude in a wheelchair? And then I was like, 5 years after or something like that, I got the answer.
Okay.
Yeah, that was...
That's really a crazy situation. Let me think if I have any crazy situation, which is not those the standard, like somebody's peeing in the audience or whatever. So, we have a friend. So I come to this because we talked about somebody in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
So a friend of us, he was also here on the cruise.
Yeah.
And he's also making pictures. And he said that when he was in the festival in, I think it was the Rock Hearts Festival in Germany, he was in the photo area and in front of the stage, just making some pictures. The problem is when you're sitting in the wheelchair, it's not impossible to make pictures from the drummer.
No.
So it's really impossible.
Yeah.
So then he just said this to his people, to the guys who were standing there, said, hey, that's so bad. I cannot make any pictures of the drummer. Can you do this for me?
Yeah.
They handed always the camera over that somebody else makes a picture.
Yeah.
But it's like that you hand over your guitar to somebody else to play for you because currently you're not able to.
No.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. So, and then they talked to the security guards.
Yeah.
And next day they were standing there and asking, hey, you, do you want to make a picture of the drummer? It's not a big deal. And four big men lift him.
No, he can make
pictures. That's so nice. I really love this. That's why I love this kind of community.
Yeah.
So doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah.
Wearing the black shirt means you're part of the community.
Of course.
So doesn't matter if you're, so as long as you're not an asshole, the rest doesn't matter. Yeah,
that's a bottom line. You have to behave, be nice, be friendly. I like
correct,
that.
Correct. Yeah. Any other situations where can you remind of? as a not as a band, are you also as a fan on the Costa concert?
Yeah. I mean, it's so many concerts. I'm really happy. I'm so happy. I have this this is a little bit of a story. We got time.
Yeah, we have time.
I still have a very supportive family.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, dad, and sisters, they're all supportive. And I used to play a lot of soccer, mm-hmm. football. I love football. But then when you are 16, 17, you got to choose.
Yeah.
Because I had a future in football. But then I discovered Judas Priest and kick it out and tiptoe.
Everybody knows what your decision was.
Yeah.
It wasn't football.
So I love football, but I ain't going to do this way. Anyway, so I was around 18, 19, something like that. And my mom, they got the Daily News, GP, Göteborgs-Posten, as it was called. And mom always, read it, of course. Then she came, she read about, because every week they got this review of albums.
Yeah.
Hey. I put down some money for you so you can just go after school and pick up an album by a band. I think they were pronounced Coroner something. Coroner.
Coroner.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Mom. Thank you. That was actually Coroner.
Yes, of course.
And the album Mental. What is it called? Please, what's it called? A Coroner album. So mm-hmm. I bought the album and I was hooked.
Yeah.
And then a couple of years, maybe 3 years later, Corona came by Gothenburg, but mm-hmm. it was so very bad advertised. So it's maybe me and my friends and mm-hmm. my dog, but I played like it was on fire, like really into it. And that was one of the best concert moments that I still carry with me. I was able to watch Corona at this small venue in Gothenburg at that time.
And 100% at your stage when you say it. When you see a band is rising up, a band is growing up, and I'm 100% with you. So to see this switch from the mid-sized band or a small-sized band to the bigger.
Yeah.
So it's always better to see them in a club or a family-like atmosphere. You will never get in a stadium. You will never get in a big stage. Yeah.
But the cool thing here is that my mom tipped him off. Oh, you gotta listen to this Corona band. Here is the one who buy him off the school. Yes, and Alina came home and he was, yes, this is great. And then, of course, I showed it to my friends and then they all into it.
So you are the founder of the fan club there?
In Gothenburg. Yeah. For my friends, I think. And then we went back. Yeah, they have recorded 3 more albums. Nice.
I really think that this is a story. These are the stories from really heartbreaking moments. Yeah. So I think for me, this was an Iron Maiden trip. So I was at Rock am Ring 2003, I think.
Yeah.
So my stepfather just put me there. So I would just want to see Linkin Park and the other.
Yeah, of course. Right? Yeah.
They were good bands, but they were not there because Jesse Manning was sick. So that's the reason I was standing there. What can I take a look here today? And he said, let's go to Iron Maiden. So, Iron Maiden, this old school bullshit. Come on. I was so fucked. This was really brain fuck. Yeah. I love this. I really love this. And that's the reason why I'm listening to Iron Maiden today.
Yeah. You got hit by lightning.
Yes.
By the love of metal.
But a heart trooper.
A heart
trooper hit me.
Yeah.
It was 7.5 minutes.
Perfect.
Thanks a lot for this.
Thank you.
I have another thing we do in our podcast. So first of all, I just need to say thanks for this really nice gig yesterday.
I saw you
at the theater stage.
Yes.
And it was so nice to see you there. The performance was, from my perspective, I don't need to be nice to you. I just can say, if it was bullshit, I would say this, yeah? So I really love this. And what happened on the stage, somebody felt. Did you saw this?
That some of us?
Yeah, some of a few of yours.
No, I didn't know.
No?
It was a little bit like this.
A little bit shaky.
Yeah, a little bit shaky.
Never, but your singer just fell on the floor over a cable, was lying on the...
Did Michael do that?
Yeah, Michael just did it.
No, I didn't notice. Sorry, Michael.
but you looked fine today, so...
Yeah.
What can a fan expect in the next years from you as a band, as a troupe, as a project?
We're in the middle of recording the new album. We're gonna continue in February last bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. So I think you have a new album coming out at the end of the year, I think.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
That's what we're aiming. And then we're gonna go into a tour with Michuga in March.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's festival seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the campaign for the new album would start.
So
I think we're pretty busy.
I'm 100% sure we need to make a chat when the album is out and take a bit more time. This slot is very short today. But we have always the honor at the end of every episode of our podcast, yeah, that our guests can choose one song you wanted to have as an outro song in our podcast. So you have the decision. You can choose everything. As long as it's legal available on the market, I will buy this.
Yeah.
And we will pay the license, yeah, that we can play this out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just for you, listeners, it's just, I think it's Spotify, or is it, what kind of?
I have service? iTunes.
iTunes.
Yes.
So they pay more for the music. It's Spotify does.
Yeah. I want to hear Divine Step with the Corona.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
Divine Step that was the album Mental Vortex.
Yes. So now you listen to Mental Vortex, the album from Corona.
Yeah.
Divine Step.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for having time. Thanks for the chat.